What episode is it?
Welcome to episode 12 of The Shack Report. So we're back. We've made it to episode 12. It's been pissing down with rain all day.
Yep, winter is officially here now.
It literally looked like a storm outside earlier, didn't it? Oh. I saw you running in and out with these trays of meat, and it was ridiculous.
You have to pick your battles when it comes to how many times you're going to go in and out.
But I was trying to explain to someone the other day about, it's quite funny actually, when you try and explain to someone who's not really into social media what you do.
Yeah.
Because it's just like pan face. They're just like, huh? They just don't get what people give you. People give us food and then we cook it and then we make a bit of a song and dance, but it just blows over their head. But anyway, and the point I'm making is I did say you will get out there in whatever weather. I've seen you out there in your flip-flops in the snow.
No change today.
No change today.
Flip-flops, shorts, t-shirt.
To the point.
I did have a hat on as well, though.
You did have a hat on?
Keep me warm.
Was it to keep you warm or just to look like a wanker?
Festivities. Christmas hat and the mistletoe's up. Because we had a Christmas-themed episode of Sizzling Saturdays.
It's not the only Christmas-themed episode, though, is it? We've got lots of turkeys coming.
Much turkey coming up. But yeah, today we had Riley and Sons Butchers from...
No name. No snazzy name. Yeah, no Hill Snaz... I'm disappointed, Hillary. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
There is no name. We like the cluck and quack. We like the oh dears. We like them. The puns. They're fantastic.
Think of a name now that we could have used for today's one.
For the turkey. Oh, no. Give me a while. I'll do it when you start rattling on.
The end.
No, we do... I feel like... Your bit with Hillary is just like one big dad joke.
Ah, oh, so
from
funny.
Start to finish, it's just really bad bants.
But that's our humour, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know, but that's what I mean. That's why it needs one of these crappy titles, because it kind of takes the show.
Yeah.
I like it.
Next week's one's really good.
Go on, what is it?
So we've got goat meat, so it's called Goat Hard or Go Home.
Oh, brilliant. Goat Hard or Goat Home.
Yeah, Goat Hard or Goat Home.
Brilliant. Is that another Hill's
classic?
Or Go
Hard or Goat Home. Yeah, something like that. Yes. Yeah.
You forget the names every week. I'm like, oh, Jack. Every week, Hillary goes to you. He goes, who have we got next week, Jack? And you're like,
boom.
Don't know. You just literally are the dumb shit of the duo. You're not dumb and dumber, you're just dumber.
He sends me all the stuff to read beforehand, and I try, and I remember some of it, but yeah.
But that's the thing. You say, I try... We've only got to read a sheet of paper, so where's the try? You either do or you don't do that piece of work.
Retaining that knowledge, isn't it?
So the try, is that the thought that you know you have to do it, but you don't do it? Is that you trying?
Yeah, it's me trying, yeah. I'm like, oh, I tried to look at it, but I forgot.
Just everything's too much, isn't it?
I know.
Too much. At least you've got the gazebo up plenty of time. Normally it's like five to two and you're out there shouting at me like it's my fault. I'm like, you've had a week to plan for this.
Yeah, got it up.
Every time I say you've had a week to plan for this, yeah. And then you start shouting at me because you're late.
Got it up right early in the morning and basically was a lifesaver because otherwise it absolutely...
Oh, it's torrential.
Pissed down.
Torrential. You were just... You know what you should get? You should get one of them umbrella hats.
Oh, yeah.
You know one of those that just sits on your head with a little umbrella
or
around
absorb.
It?
Or absorb.
Fucking fireworks. They're doing my head. If they break the baby up, I'm going to go fucking crazy. Listen, people, it's the 14th of fucking November. There is no reason to have fireworks right
now.
Oh,
it's the Wally, that's why, isn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had to cut that bit.
Yeah.
Is it today?
Yeah, I think so.
I know it's Nan's birthday.
Yeah, I think
it falls... Wally was last week. It was the day after.
No, but I thought it was this week, and then obviously people are celebrating now.
Even though it's a bit late, isn't it?
I know, 5 to 9.
5 to 9 to start your fireworks, that's a bit late.
It gets dark at 4, I'm at R4.
So apologise if the dog starts barking and then we just have to abandon shit because the baby starts crying, but that is what it's like.
She's on the monitor, she's alright.
With fireworks.
She's alright.
So Sizzling Saturday today, we had Riley and Sons,
yeah.
And you cooked the most badass turkey crown I think I've ever... This thing come in and I was like, what is that?
It must have weighed at least... 7 kilos, I
think you said 7.5 kilograms.
Yeah,
and it was covered in bacon and stuffed with sausage meat. It It took up half our fridge, this thing.
Four tubs of leftovers we've got now.
But do you know what I don't understand? Right, I've never seen a whole turkey that big. So how do they get these crowns that big?
I mean, you can get them. What do they do to these
turkeys? Can you imagine that turkey running around? I'm not being funny, right? Like, literally, the turkey crown, sorry for people listening on the podcast, but I'm doing hand gestures here, was about this big. Can you imagine that turkey running around on a farm?
But they do get that big. They get massive.
I've never seen a turkey that big.
The coppers do a 10-kilo turkey.
Oh, shut up. That must be like a dinosaur. Like, how does it move?
How would you put it in your, like, a normal person's oven? How would you cook that?
Regardless of the turkey, like, I'm thinking about, like, the living turkey must be uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like, but that's what they, I don't
it's
know.
It's like the Jack of the turkey world.
Hey, I'm totally comfortable. What are you about?
Well, yeah, anyway. So, that's not all that came with the turkey, though, was it? Like, this thing would feed a family of 10 for about 4 days. But that's not all that you get in the box. So they sent a box, didn't they?
Yeah, so they sent their...
I'm doing your job for you here, Jack.
They sent their Christmas Lux box, which contained a massive turkey crown stuffed with bacon and sausage meat, 4 10-ounce sirloin steaks, a beef fillet joint, 6 beef burgers, 6 pork and chorizo burgers... And that is it. But...
What do you mean, that is it?
Oh, no. And 2 packets of...
You said the pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets. Pigs in blankets. You had them, didn't you? You had them tonight. So, you get all that. It's about 150 quid. Ridiculously good value for 100 money.
100 quid on the nose with
delivery. If you, like, want a nice, easy Christmas, I mean, what if that'd do your Christmas Eve, your Christmas Day, your Boxing Day, and your leftovers for the next week.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Absolutely easy. Because... By the time Boxing Day comes, you're like, I can't eat. You do. You're just like, I can't eat any more cold cuts. I want a burger or I want a sandwich. No, you don't even want a sandwich, do you? You want something. I want fish fingers.
Yeah, something not roast related.
Yeah. You want,
Oh, but I do love a nice turkey sandwich. A bit of mayo.
Yeah, but
cranberry.
You're not listening to the point I'm making, as usual. By Boxing Day, you are. You're like, oh, yeah, lovely turkey sandwich. I'm with you. Everyone wants a turkey sandwich on Christmas Eve and they want another turkey sandwich on Boxing Day. But the day after Boxing Day, you're still stuffed and you don't want to go out. You don't want another sandwich. You're like, I'm fucking fed up with sandwiches.
That weird day that no one really knows what day it is. Like, oh, is it, what day is it, Saturday the day or a Sunday? Like, oh.
Yeah, it's the day after Boxing Day.
No, but it's that weird bit in it between like Christmas and New Year where it's like, you know, no matter what day it is, you're like, oh, it feels like a weird Sunday.
So it was a pretty epic box. But do you know what was most epic about Riley and Sons? Was Lorna.
Yeah.
Tasty Lorna. Lorna, I've had to put more makeup on tonight.
I said to Hills. Because
I felt a bit drab.
Yeah, I said to Hills, glamorous.
This tasty bitch turned up on the, she did the advert before and I was like, who's that? Who's that on your phone?
Well, I said to Hills, the most glamorous person we've had on Sizzling Saturday. By far.
Considering most of them are old men butchers.
Well,
This babe turns up. Yeah, Lorna. You ever want to come
around
for a barbecue?
I know, Harry always does the ones, doesn't he? Like the afterburns with the...
It's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does like to pick and choose.
Yeah, the blondes who eat. Oh, Hillary had that Jacko.
I'll do that on Jacko. Brilliant. Lorna, you're tasty. We like it. But that was by far not the best part of today's show.
What was it?
It was the sabotage at the end. Do you want to explain? So for people that were watching, I don't think they realised what was going on, do they? Because I was like, what the fuck happened at the end?
So at the end of the show, we were wrapping up and I was just slicing the turkey, telling Hillary how nice it was. And we were talking about the wine and all this. And it was going really well. And then somebody started to try and FaceTime me during the actual show. And I didn't know who the bloody hell it was, so I obviously got rid of it. And then what it did
is... But it interrupts, doesn't it?
Yeah, what it did is it knocked out my earphone, so I couldn't hear Hillary and he couldn't hear me.
You know that moment where your phone just goes...
Yeah, and I was like... And then this person was texting me, so on a text message, old school text message, saying, hi, I am a fan, please answer. And I was like, fuck off, you cunt.
So where did you get your number from?
Well, it's my email address. You can phone through email address. So it's obviously got...
You can phone through, but you said they sent an old school text. You can't do that unless you've got a number.
Yeah, no, you can through the email.
You can't send a text through an email.
Yeah, it come through like a WhatsApp, an iCloud message through the...
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
You have the number, I'm sure you do.
Honestly.
Well, so Jack's got his first stalker.
I was like, for fuck's sake.
But so, we're not worried about the fact that you've actually got a stalker?
Nah.
They're
probably middle of nowhere, aren't they?
They could be sitting outside across the road with their binoculars.
Well, what are they going to see? Nothing. Yeah, because the whole point why I was annoyed is because we were going to wrap it up by talking about our giveaway that we're running at the minute with Kamado Joe and the launch of our new rub.
That's item two.
Well, segue nicely.
So thanks, Stalker. You officially fucked it up.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not even going to mention your name.
Do you even know it?
Nah, it's some weird
address. Can you mention it then?
Well, I won't.
Did you hear that, Stalker? You ain't going to mention your name because you don't know it. Nice one.
That's how non-committal I am to it. I can't remember your name.
Right. Do you want to move on to item two?
Let's
do it. So item two is the launch of our brand new multi-purpose seasoning. Drum roll. Outlaw. So you might notice, if you do know our multi-purpose seasonings, we have meat dust, we have ranch, we have cowboy coffee, and now we have outlaw. So you might realise there's a bit of a cowboy theme there.
Because
we do like cowboys. Totally unnecessarily, Jack, who has put absolutely zero effort into this podcast tonight, has decided to go and get a bag of outlaw.
Show the people what we're talking about. Look at that product placement.
So our brand new rub is here. Multi-purpose seasoning, multi-purpose rub. I think we remember the word seasoning, didn't we?
Yeah, new packaging as well. So stands new packaging.
So this one is unlike our others. So meat dust is really fiery. It's really sort of chili based. It's really good in chilies and steaks and those compound butters and things like that. Then you've got ranch, which is really herby. That was my baby, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's got like dill and chives and things like that in it. That's really parsley. Nice. It goes nice on fish. It goes nice on lighter dishes, although we have used it on others. Then we've got, what's the third one?
Cowboy coffee.
Jack's baby, which is got coffee in it, which is, it's that real mixture of tastes, isn't it? It's got
like it's really
a bit
earthy.
Of spice, but a bit of earth, it's lovely. But this one I like, this is my favourite. This is really, it's like garlic, turmeric. Again, it's a bit earthy, but a bit curry. I don't know. It's just good. It's really good.
It's really savoury. It's salt and pepper base, loads of garlic, oregano, and turmeric. And turmeric gives it a really nice earthy flavour. But it works with loads of different things like fish, chicken, pork. It works really good on. I did a steak with it. Basically, been experimenting with it all summer. Did a barrel cut fillet steak with this.
Absolutely delicious. Absolutely, really, really delicious. My good friend Kel loses it on Instagram. She loves it too. She's always after a bag of it. Hey, Kel. So we are doing a launch of it. So we've decided this is our fourth one. We're going to have a little bit of a song and dance.
Yeah, do a little bit of a celebration.
So on the 21st, I'm pretty sure I've written these down, as the afterburn to the Sizzling Saturday show. So about 2:30?
About 2:30, 2:45, I would say, by the time we finish chatting and stuff.
It's the Jack's Meat Chat special bit.
Yep, we're going to do a little bit of a virtual event and basically launch the rub. We're running a competition at the minute to win a Kamado Joe Jr. So check out the website. No, not the website. Check out the Instagram or the Facebook page, and it gives you the criteria how to enter. It's really simple.
But it's basically subscribe to this channel if you have not already.
Yeah, if you have any naughty badges, do it.
Naughty badges. Follow Kamado Joe.
Instagram page, yeah. Kamado Joe UK Instagram page.
Like the Instagram post.
Like the Instagram post.
And tag a friend.
Tag a friend, that's it.
So, quite simple. Yeah. Relatively simple. I would have had it simpler, people. But
as we stand, we've had 1,300 people enter. So, get entering. You've got 6 days left to do it, and we're going to pick the winner, and
they win a Kamado Joe Jr.?
Yeah.
It's as simple as that?
Yep, and we're going to launch it, announce it on the day we do
but
the
event. I'm quite excited about the event itself. So we've got some of our fellow friends, barbecue enthusiasts and chefs, and from different walks of life, really, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who we've sent our products out to in the past, and now have a bag of Outlaw, and they've all agreed to cook for us, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so each going to get one of these to work some magic with.
So I thought it'd be a really nice opportunity to just give a bit of a lowdown on some of these people. So the first one we've got is PC Barbecue, our pal PC Barbecue.
Salt of the earth.
Absolute magician. So funny, this guy. So he has a podcast, not YouTube, he just has the podcast.
Yeah, he's got a podcast.
He's got a podcast, which again, is available on all podcast platforms, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Anchor, I think. But
is
it's
it
on
called PC Barbecue?
PC Barbecue, yeah.
PC Barbecue somethings?
No, so he had PC Barbecue Investigates, which was his Instagram live show, which was really good, actually. I was actually the first person to go on it.
Brilliant. It is really funny. It is really funny. So he did a PC Barbecue. Mark is his real name.
Mark Gunn.
Mark contacted me prior to his show and asked me to tell some tales about Jack. And I did have a bit of a laugh telling him things like you're a Marvel geek and that you're a proper mummy's boy. And so he got you on the show, didn't he?
It was good, yeah.
It was really good.
I was chat, actually.
But do we know what PC Barbecue is going
to
cook?
No, he actually messaged me today and said, what do I recommend? So I need to actually reply and give him some ideas. So, yeah.
I think you should let them work it out for themselves, personally.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the fun of it is... use your imagination, have a taste and think, oh, yeah. That's what I normally do with a rug.
No, Mark's such a top bloke, though. And
he is a fellow serviceman.
He is indeed, yeah. PC plods together. And it's funny, he is down in Wales, obviously, and he, through 6 degrees of separation, his new sergeant used to be someone I worked with at my old police station, so small world.
It is a small world. We love Mark. Then you've got Low Barbecue.
Rob Clayton.
So... Clayden, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rob is a ketonian, isn't he? He's a barbecue enthusiast, much like yourself, but with a little bit of a difference in that he does low carb.
He does low carb and he does ultra marathons as well.
He does. Oh my God, I'd honestly, mad respect to people that do that. I mean, I used to work with a woman that trained for him. She used to do these Ironman things.
Yeah.
And to look at her, you'd think... You doing Ironman? Like, she was like a lady in her 40s. She didn't look like an athlete or anything. Yeah. And she used to do this, and I used to think, I can't be bothered. I couldn't be bothered.
64 miles
I couldn't be bothered. I mean, I like to train, but I just couldn't be bothered.
I couldn't be bothered to drive 64 miles.
I would be bored.
Yeah.
I would be so bored of doing the same thing for that long. Well done, Rob. Well done. But anyway, getting off the point. Rob does low carb most of the time. I have seen you do a couple of fish and chips.
Yeah, a couple of beers.
Couple of burgers here and there. He does go off on a naughty one every now and then, but we do like Rob. Which I think, because we've got that background ourselves, and our rub is no added sugar, and there's not many on the market which are no added sugar.
Yeah.
So in order to get into proper ketosis, you can't have sugar. Like, I mean, it's just, like pure sugar is just an absolute no-no. I mean, the sugar that you get is probably from vegetables. That's counted as sugar.
Yeah, a little bit off your carbohydrates, isn't it?
Yeah, that is literally it. So this is right up Rob's street. So I'm really interested to see what he cooks, because he does some nice cooks.
But again, this is basically why we started this range, isn't it? Because we were doing keto and we basically were sick of plain food. So we just sort of made a rub and we put Splendor in it to start with?
I think so. And then we just started, why do we even need this?
Didn't taste right. It tasted fake.
Why do we even need this? I mean...
Meatless was born.
I don't think you need sugar. I mean, I've been making the baby all them cakes, haven't I? I made a little high tea today, didn't I? And yeah, blueberry muffins that I've made for the baby and a carrot cake loaf I've made. And do you need the sugar?
You know what? It's got its place. Don't get me wrong. Like, sugary rubs with sugar in are amazing because on certain meats, they do really, really work. But if you're going to direct grill, if you've got a lot of sugar in your rub, you're just going to burn that sugar. It go black. Like, you know, you get these like pre-made stuff from the...
But I do get, I think where the sugary stuff's got its place is things like ribs where you do it at the end.
Yeah.
Where you do it at the end and you just get that sticky.
Yeah, low and slow stuff where you've got a sugary rub.
I mean, it's not my bag. I don't like sugary things anyway. Except ketchup.
Donuts.
Yeah, says the guy at 5 Sainsbury's donuts.
No, I only had 4. I got to get rid of the last one. It was like a hockey puck. So I got rid of it.
Edge Barbecue. He is the man with the camera, isn't he?
No.
He's not the one that takes the lovely pictures.
Oh, yeah, he does. The beers on the...
He takes lovely pictures of everything. Yeah. Every picture he puts on.
His burger picture. He went into this competition, right? And his burger was a thing of beauty. He had black buns, like charcoal buns.
I've made them before.
But honestly, his burger was absolutely beautiful. And he lost to this absolute shit show of a burger. It looked like someone had bitten it and spat it back out, and he lost. I couldn't believe it.
He takes marvellous... Like, he should be a food photographer. Yeah.
He does these really good pictures. Like, he gets Tiny Rebel beer, and he puts the beer like that, and he puts the can on his work surface, and it must be super, super shiny, because he takes a portrait picture, and you see the reflection of the beer in the can in the work surface, and it looks amazing.
That's art, that is. That's art. That's seeing a vision before you've taken the picture. Yeah. It's art and it's patience, which you do not have, because by the time you've cooked, you're like, I just want to fucking eat now.
Yeah.
So I reckon he probably sits there for a long time, sort of places it.
Yeah, Edge is a really nice bloke. I met him in real life, actually. We went to the Woe Barbecue steak
event. Does he mind you telling his real name?
Yeah, he don't care. It's on his thing.
Kevin.
Kevin Edge.
Kevin Edge.
Yeah, Kevin Edge. Yeah, we met in real life. We went to the Woe Barbecue thing that Barbecue Lads organised, and we ended up in a pub after some random, like, I think Polish bar in the middle of Wood Green somewhere, and it was a good night, a good
life. Like some backstreet dive.
Yeah, but like proper lefty, like, you know, or people in there, like, little glasses and moustaches. Yeah, Kev's a top bloke.
So, do we know what Kevin's making?
No.
And then we've got Finding My Better Health. I think that's your name. I'm sorry. I couldn't be bothered to look it up.
Angelica.
Yeah. Who is a vegan.
Yeah.
She's a vegan and she does Slimming World. She's a bit of a babe as well. I've seen her pictures.
I've not seen her pictures.
I've seen one of her pictures. She's a very, very pretty lady. But her food pictures are even gorgeous. Better. Even better. So obviously, we started targeting... literally sort of hounding some people from the Slimming World community, because it was like, oh, Rob's got no sugar, you should try it, makes your bland food taste really nice. And Angelica's used it on a lot of things that she says are normally very bland, like tofu.
Yeah.
And
she's done like veggie corn dishes salads
but she's a big fan, isn't she? So I'm really excited that she's doing this, because I think she's slowly turning your head where it comes to veganism. Not because I reckon you're going to become a vegan, because that would just be like diabolical, but because you just had such a distaste for it, whereas now I think you're coming around to, even on the show earlier today, you were talking about doing a vegan episode. Yeah. I was like, hello?
But we tried it, didn't we? We did, you know, one episode.
I love this quote on the show. Yeah, we've got vegans in the family. We do vegan food all the time.
Well, I always grill the vegetables, don't I, when they come around.
What fucking vegan food do you do?
The vegetables.
You just do the courgettes. I love it when you take credit for
mushrooms.
I literally pour my heart and soul in my brother-in-law.
I made vegan cheese with you out there.
I pour my heart and soul in when my brother-in-law comes around. Like, literally, I'm just like researching for days. What can I make him that tastes nice? So we made
vegan enchiladas.
Vegan spanakopita.
Vegan pie. Oh, the vegan pie was
vegan pie. Yeah, I mean, I can make some tasty vegan food for someone that doesn't do vegan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for taking credit for that. And then we've got M. Slimming, who's also another Slimming World lady. Another babe. Another
bit
babe.
Of a female.
Yeah. I think she's just trying to top Hillary.
Yeah.
Who also does some lovely, lovely pictures. And I think she's friends with Angelica. I think they're pals.
So it's a good little fivesome there of influencers.
So we're quite excited because we've got a little bit of range there.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what they come out with.
Maybe we'll add a sixth person to make it level.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about your launch? Apart from the fact you can win a Kamado Joe Jr. for God's sake.
£460 these are. So they're...
And they're awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that. We took one on our little caravan staycation. And I was like, oh, like, I mean, I'm not joking. It sat on the front seat like a little person.
Yeah, like R2-D2.
You should have just stuck some like bobbly eyes on it or something. But it was a little bit of a saver, wasn't it? We cooked our chicken on it. It was lovely. Yeah,
because otherwise we just had that oven in the caravan, which took
most people
didn't
just,
even do anything.
Most people just make sandwiches, Jack.
Most people just got takeaway.
Yeah, exactly. No.
We did loads of things. We did burgers, we did a whole chicken, we did steaks on it, we did breakfast on it.
It's fab. It is really, really fab. It's awesome bit of kit.
I've cooked on it loads at demos. I've done loads of stuff on it. Big like bits of steak.
So enter. If you haven't already subscribed, you just pondered across us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us one more subscribe. We're just clawing our way up there, aren't we?
Just cut the clicks, guys, and that's all you need, and you'll be in the runnings.
So what we've made this week, we haven't cooked much this week. We started the video for our mince pies.
Yeah, mince pies,
finally. We've got to try and get it done before the beginning of December, because we're going to launch it in December.
Yep.
But the fruit needs to ferment. It's got alcohol in it, so it's currently in our fridge. But little Ivy makes a little appearance, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She's funny. So cute. Yeah. She's got her jingle bells. And
we
make the fruit mince for our mince pies this week. And we also cooked the sirloin steaks out of that box, didn't we? Really good.
They were thick.
They were really meaty.
They were thick old steaks.
I know that sounds stupid to say about a steak, but some sirloin steaks you get are really quite like,
yeah.
I hope, as RuPaul would say, meh.
Meh.
Meh. But these are good old meaty steaks.
Yeah, they took a lot of grilling, actually.
I liked it.
Yeah, she's becoming a big old fan of the old beef. But these steaks were good. You could taste the aged. They've obviously been aged like about, I would say about 50 days. But they tasted really rich and like, oh, meaty. They were good.
So that's it for things that we've cooked. Anything else going on Instagram? Kind of had like a really busy week, and then we have like a quiet week, don't we, at the moment?
Yeah, because you wasn't very well, was you, at the beginning of it?
No, so I was so ill this week.
Yeah, you was had a bit of food poisoning or something.
So ill at the beginning of this week. I couldn't even get up.
No.
I couldn't even get up. And I think that's where you kind of realise where things like the lockdown are making things difficult for certain people, because I actually thought, if I didn't have you, what the hell would I do?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was an absolute state. But I'm better now. I didn't eat anything for 2 days. My stomach was like concave. Like, I was just so ill. And then when I got my appetite back, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I just read the baby. I was like, I've got to eat something. So I was standing in the fridge door, just shoveling cold vegetables in my mouth, because I was just like, just had to get something in my stomach.
Like a naughty raccoon.
Like a little raccoon raiding the fridge. Poor me. So on to our final piece, which is, as usual, food news. So let me get them up. Interesting. We can start talking about this one, because this was on BBC News, and there's some stats on there that I can read out. But the premise is, should you tip your delivery driver?
I mean, if you've ordered something and it's like £18.40, then yeah, I'd give £20. But I'm not being funny. A lot of these places now, like Just Eat or Uber Eats, you pay for it online. You don't pay cash. And I'm not being funny. We don't have a lot of cash in the house, do we?
Now, the point that they're making on the BBC website is, yeah. So they've interviewed a couple of people, and that a lot of these people actually have had jobs,
right,
but lost their jobs after furlough ended, right, or you know, just because their businesses dried, yeah, up or whatever, and they've taken to this just as some sort of source of income,
right?
And you know, like one guy said, it's really bad, like I shouldn't laugh, but he said on one occasion he cycled 3.5 miles uphill carrying kebabs, pizza, chips and large bottles of soft drinks only to be tipped 75p. I mean, that must be so disheartening.
Why hasn't he got a car?
Well, he might not be able to afford a car. But you get the point. So I thought this was quite interesting, actually. So figures show the UK's takeaway delivery sector has boomed since the start of the first lockdown in March. Takeaway deliveries have totaled £3.2 billion. That's up £1.2 billion from last year.
But you know what?
That is astronomical.
We had it, didn't we, in the week? We had a cheeky Indian takeaway on a Wednesday night. And it was so nice, midweek, not having to do the washing up. We just literally ordered it, it came.
We don't do it very often, do we? But I think because I had been ill and I was still kind of recovering, I was just like, yeah, I just need like a day where I just feel normal. I don't want to, yeah, be doing all the washing up.
And there was enough left over to have lunch.
You might have heard me mention a couple of times before, but when Jack cooks, literally it takes about 6 hours to wash up after, because he used every pot and pan in the house.
But yeah, it was enough leftover as well to have a nice little lunch from it. So yeah, I can see why people do it more and more. And it's so easy now. Like, everywhere you get like 25% off, or there's a code or a discount. Like,
but should you tip your delivery driver?
No, see, I'm...
It's not made you think twice about it.
It's not the English way. Tipping ain't the English way. Like,
it is just so bizarre when you go to America, isn't, yeah, it? It is so bizarre, because if you don't tip in America, you are like a social leper.
Yeah.
Like, literally, don't talk to an American if you don't tip.
But like, even like getting a drink at the bar.
You're filth. You're disgusting if you don't tip.
Don't double dip and always tip.
It's very bizarre. And it's quite a hefty tip as well.
Yeah, it's like 30% some places.
Like, you have to just kind of... When you say you're going to spend £30 for a meal, for example, you actually have to say I'm spending £45.
Yeah.
Because you have to take into consideration your tip. But it's the same when you go shopping, because you have the tax on at the end as well, which, yeah, I find is bizarre.
But even in bars,
really
as well.
Really freaking annoying as well, because if they put something down for $2 and then you have to pay $3.21, you've got all the fucking change in your purse as well.
But you imagine that going out at night down like Wetherspoons and...
Down the spoons!
Every time you got a round of drinks in, you'd buy like, I'll 4 pints, mate, and then like, I've got to tip you like 10%.
Every time.
20% of the bit, like... It's basically like buying an extra round that no one gets to drink, isn't it?
Well.
So no. Fucking cycle. Stop moaning about it. It could be worse.
Oh, it's so just so mean. It's just so mean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just like a
little I literally, I'm trying to shrink down in my chair.
Furlough's not even ended yet. It's continuing until March. You've got a job. Stop moaning.
No, not everyone has jobs. Stop it. Oh. Let's move on. I'm like, ground, please. Swallow me.
And another thing.
Please swallow me. Sometimes just like, please stop. We're going to have the sun knocking on the door.
You don't tip the Amazon driver, do you? When he brings you
parcels. Shut up! Stop digging a hole. Right, so the last thing is, this is epic. Google this, people. So the team over at Please Cakes.
Good name.
Please Cakes, P-L-E-E-S-E Cakes, have made a pigs in blanket cheesecake.
This looks...
Am I keeping you awake?
Amazing.
Am I keeping you awake? Just having a little yawn there.
No, because I've got to watch rugby, so we need to stay awake.
So, they've made this cheesecake, and it is called the Notorious P.I.B.
Brilliant name as well.
Brilliant name. Absolutely brilliant name. So, it is a cheddar cheese, oatmeal and thyme glaze with a savoury cheesecake filling containing fresh thyme, sage and pigs in blankets. Whoa. It's topped off with a sweet caramelised onion chutney, a generous portion of crispy pigs in blankets, and some fresh sprigs of thyme and rosemary. A spokesperson for Please Cakes described the product as a great alternative to the standard post-dinner cheese board. This thing looks amazing.
£38.
Oh, I'd pay £38 for that. Well, on that note, that is episode 12 of The Shack Report.
Done and dusted.
So please like and subscribe. Get in and see if you can win that Commando Joe Jr.
Yep. Instagram, Facebook, check it out. The entry requirements are there. It's really simple. A couple of steps and you'll be in the running. Winner gets announced next week.
Bye.